Good morning.
If you are out in your vehicle this morning, I would encourage you. I believe Mark told me that he was able to get my PowerPoint downloaded onto the website so you can access it from there. I was here at 8 o'clock this morning to make sure that this would work, so I got here and the screen didn't come down. I only had the lights up here on, and so I'm like, Mark, what's going on here? Apparently you have to have the auditorium lights on in order for it to work. So anyone ever come here again and find that out, that it doesn't go down, that's what you need to do. I told Mark this morning that, man, he has a really fun job. He gets to do all kinds of experiments, but I sure wouldn't want to have to attain all the knowledge that he has to do all those experiments. I remember in some science class that I took, one of the really awesome experiments was showing us the power of calories. And so I don't know what the science teacher did, but he had like the fire going up underneath on the burner, and all of a sudden he put a gummy bear drop in the flask, and all of a sudden flames shot up from there, and I'm like, man, that is really cool. I wish calories burnt that easily. I would like to ask if I could get somebody to come up here and volunteer to hold this for me. With your fingers, yeah. No? Anyone? This would burn you instantly. So no, Taylor, you cannot do that. This is dry ice, as most of you already know. And it is about 109 degrees below zero. So that's pretty cold. Would be instant frostbite. The reason why I would like somebody to come up here and hold this is if you do, I'll give you $100. Wow! I thought I'd have to go up way higher for that. $1,000? I've got a few, well, the same people taking it. How about 500,000? Would you hold this for that much? I got a couple more coming now. 1,000,000? All right. I'm not going to let you guys do that because I don't have that kind of money. Now, those of you, Kelly, can you see what's going on with the tongs up here? They're getting a little frostbitten, aren't they? Well, let's say I put this key in this container, and then now I want you to go in and try to grab it. Who would be willing to do that now? All it is white. Anyone willing to dive in for that key? By the way, what's behind what that key unlocks would be quite a bit of money. No takers? All right. Besides, I don't even know what the key goes to. That's just made up here. All right. All of us have a point at which we will do something, right? It's based on how much you're willing to risk to make it. All of us, well, most of us have jobs, right? What do we do with those jobs? We work in exchange for a monetary reward, correct? Boy, that's going to be annoying. I mean, I should have thought about that. All right. The unhappy... The unhappy farmer... The farmer complained about the lake on his property that always needed to have the fish thinned out. The rolling hills made it more difficult for him to run the fence rows. Sometimes he couldn't even see his cows because they had so much territory to cover. At night, it was so dark, it was hard to walk from the barn out back to his house. He decided to sell the place and move somewhere really nice. He called a real estate agent and made plans to sell his property. A few days later, he picked up the local paper looking for a new place to live. His eyes caught an ad for a lovely country home in an ideal location, quiet and peaceful. It had soft rolling hills, a pristine lake stocked with bass, a classic barn, surrounded by natural flowers and soft grass, and came complete with a wonderful herd of Black Angus cows. It was just close enough to a small town to be convenient by far enough, but far enough out to be uncluttered by the city lights, traffic, and noise. He read the ad a second and then a third time before realizing the real estate agent had given her description of the place he currently owned. He called her and told her to cancel the ad. He said, "I've changed my mind. I've been looking for a place like that all of my life." Isn't it easy to complain about our current situation? But how would your life look to an outsider? Do you have something that other people would cherish, but yet you take it for granted? Is your job really that bad? Are your kids really that annoying? Well, yes. Is your financial situation as dire as you really think it is? Sometimes, just like the farmer, we need a new perspective on our circumstances to understand that our lives aren't as bad as sometimes we believe. Brings me finally to my talk. It is titled Contentment. I am not trying to depress anybody here, but I want you to understand how blessed you really are as people. I also want to encourage you as Christians to keep the correct focus on living a godly life and not a worldly life. How many of us can truly say that we have everything we need? I want a show of hands. I believe everybody out there should have their hands up. I don't believe anyone is starving of malnourishment. I don't believe anybody out here does not have shelter, a place to live, a place to stay warm. What gave me the topic idea is one of my children said that they were bored. And my response was, okay, it's fine for you to be bored. You know what? When I was a little kid, I had to sit in a car for five and a half hour car ride to go see my grandparents. I didn't have electronics to keep me entertained. Isn't it interesting how as the world progresses, our perspectives change? Recently, we've had many economic stimulus packages that have been dispersed amongst the population of Americans. Spending like money is going out of style. Let's just give people money, which I understand there are people out there with needs, especially if you were affected by this COVID in a bad way. But I believe our politicians are going a little too far with handing money out freely. You can disagree that, you can disagree. Oh, goodness. You can disagree with me if you choose. That's fine. I'm not here to debate it. But when our country is at a $28 trillion deficit, it is getting a little concerning. I am privileged to work for a company that manufactures equipment that helps produce food for our nation and for our world. Most of you know I work for John Deere, and it's not a secret anymore that next year they're planning on coming out with a sprayer that is called Spray and See, where it has 36 different cameras on the booms, and it can go out and physically with the software see different weeds, and it will tell the sprayer where to spray, therefore saving the farmer lots and lots of money on fertilizer. The technology that we have nowadays is just astounding. That helps us to not be having people that are in so much need for food in the world. I want you to keep this in mind. This article that I'm about to quote was written in 2013, so it is way out of date, which means the numbers are even worse than what I'm going to quote. Well, in 1980, 857 million people worldwide were overweight or obese. In 2013, that number had more than doubled. Today, nearly one-third of all living people, a whopping 2.1 billion, are either overweight or obese. The analysis that this article went through showed that the United States is home to the highest number of overweight and obese people in the world. In the U.S., 70.9% of men and 61.9% of women are overweight or obese, compared to 38% of men and 36.9% of women worldwide. Our waistlines start growing early. 28.8% of boys and 29.7% of girls are overweight or obese in the U.S., compared to 14.2% of boys and 14.7% of girls worldwide. While we have the most overweight citizens in terms of sheer numbers, a few other countries actually have higher rates of obesity, including Egypt, Qatar, and Samoa. Additionally, nearly two-thirds of all obese people in the world live in developing countries as of 2013. We do have plenty of food. We have been blessed in this world. If you can briefly see this slide here, it shows the United States and the amount of wealth we have. Even if you look halfway down almost, you'll see that even the lowest 20% of Americans are richer than the rest of the world. We as Americans have plenty of money. We are rich as a nation. We are truly blessed. If America does not collectively adopt healthier eating habits, over half of the nations will be obese in 10 years. And this is an article I pulled off of CNN Health, and this was written, I believe, in 2019. Even worse, one in four Americans will be severely obese with a body mass index of 35, over 35, which means they are over 100 pounds overweight. Not necessarily are the poor rich, but we have highly processed foods and highly sugared beverages that account for this unhealthy weight gain that we have. Millions of dollars are spent by advertisers each year to help buy their products. In fact, they have psychologists who help study and help give ideas as to how to lure people in to spend more money. Ecclesiastes, the fifth chapter. Don't be surprised if you see a poor person being oppressed by the powerful, and if justice is being miscarried throughout the land. For every official is under orders from higher up, and matters of justice get lost in red tape and bureaucracy. Even the king melts the land for his own profit. Those who love money will never have enough. How meaningless to think that wealth brings true happiness. The more you have, the more people come to help you spend it. So what good is wealth except perhaps to watch it slip through your fingers? We've all heard the stories of people who win the lotteries. All of a sudden their relatives and the relatives or their friends come out of the woodwork to try to collect some of your money. People are in for easy money nowadays. If you're not content with what you have, you could be risking the commandment of coveting or envying what others have. And this was out of the New Living Translation here. Philippians 4. Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Who was this? Paul. And I did not put this on the PowerPoint presentation, but I am going to read this. Oh, goodness. Are they servants of Christ? I know I sound like a madman, but I have served him far more. I have worked harder, been put in prison more often, been whipped times without numbers, and faced death again and again. 5 different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. 1 I spent a whole night and a day adrift at sea. I have traveled on many long journeys. I have faced danger from rivers and from robbers. I have faced danger from my own people, the Jews, as well as from the Gentiles. I have faced danger in the cities, in the deserts, and on the seas. And I have faced dangers from men who claim to be believers but are not. I have worked hard and long, endured many sleepless nights. I have been hungry and thirsty and have often gone without food. I have shivered in cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. Then besides all this, I have the daily burden of my concern for all the churches. Who can say that now? How many of you have been through what Paul went through? How many of you even have much concern for the churches like Paul had? Yet God kept a thorn in Paul's side to help him to remember his past. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plague people, into ruin and destruction. Do you have true peace and understanding that God will provide no matter what the situation may be in your life? We should concern ourselves with our spiritual walk and helping others find God. Help them find true contentment, not of money, not contentment in this world, but contentment in knowing that they have Jesus who died for them. They have a plan for after this life. They don't need to just live this life and think that there's nothing that they will face after this life is done. Those who want riches fall into temptations. Is that all you're worried about, is how much money you're going to get? For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Money can cause great heartaches between friends and between family. Did you know that the divorce rate, one of the main reasons people get divorced, second biggest reason is financial. Second biggest reason for people getting divorced is financial issues. Do not love money. Be satisfied with what you have, for God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. It doesn't say that we should not earn money. We know that we need to earn money. We need to provide for our families. But do not let the love of money, the love of power, money is power. Do not let the love of power or money get in your way of serving God. Be content with what you have in your life. For there are many others in many other countries that could only fathom and dream of the riches that we have. Yes, you can make improvements in your life with money, but make sure God is first and foremost, and that you are putting him in prayers for him to help you, guide you in your directions with finances. Remember to keep yourself humble. It is so true that we know that it's hard for a rich man to enter heaven. Why? Because they feel like they don't need God. With more riches in life comes a less humble attitude to serve him. At this time, I would like to extend the gospel invitation to any of those who are struggling out there. If it is financial, the church is here and we can help you. If you are having troubles in relationships, if you are discouraged and need help, if you want to come forward and ask the church for help, we're all here for you. We want all of us to make it to heaven. Let us do that at this time. If you need any assistance, or if you wish to place membership, or if you wish to confess Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is at this time that you can do so as we stand and sing.